go out to battle against your enemies and see horses, chariots, and people more numerous than you. Do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people. He shall say to them, "Hear Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or be terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who is going with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." The officers also shall speak to the people, saying, "Who is the man that has built a new house but has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, otherwise he might die in the battle, and another man will dedicate it. And who is the man that has planted a vineyard but has not put it to use? Let him go and return to his house, otherwise he might die in the battle, and another man..."
Approach a city to fight against it, you shall offer it terms of peace. And if it agrees to make peace with you and opens to you, then all the people who are found in it shall become your forced labor and serve you. However, if it does not make peace with you, but makes war against you, then you shall besiege it. When the Lord your God gives it into your hand, you shall strike all the men in it with the edge of the sword. However, the women, the children, the animals, and everything that is in the city, all of its spoils, you shall take as plunder for yourself. And you shall use the spoils of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given. This is what you shall do to all the cities that are very far from you, which are not of the cities of these nations nearby. Only in the cities of these peoples that the Lord your God has given you as inheritance. Anything that breathes alive,
besiege a city for a long time, to make war against it in order to capture it. You shall not destroy its trees by swinging an axe against them, for you may eat from them, so you shall not cut them down. For is the tree of the field a human that it should be besieged by you? Only the tree that you till it falls.